What up, what up, what up, Salty Universe? It's your boy, Timmy Two Times.
Hey, it's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your
What's up, guys? It's Ray.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Hold on.
Oh, shit.
I can't help but think Saul's got some guilty conscience going on over there.
All right.
You straight up made a mix.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back.
All right.
You weren't missed at all. Don't worry. Heidi was doing a better job anyway, so that's all right.
Definitely.
All right. So, guys, before I start the episode, though, I want to ask that our listeners that if you guys enjoy the show, please head over to our social media and give us a follow, a like, maybe share some of our content. We appreciate the comments that you guys are leaving and the messages we're receiving. So,
especially the porn ones. I really like the porn spam. I love it.
Keep sending those to.
I'm lonely.
Definitely
I'm
not
lonely.
Just Russians.
Pornhub's just not working anymore for me.
Hey, it comes with the business, man. All right. So on this episode of The Salty Show, we're going to dive into the Marvel Universe Phase 4 plan. It includes movies, TV series, and apparently some animated series I was reading. So far, the list of movies that are coming has disappointed many fans. We're going to talk about that. I know how some of you guys feel based on that that comment. Like, guys, Black Widow, The Eternals.
Yeah, you know Black Widow got a kiss.
Where is Ant-Man, by the way?
He was supposed to be in Phase 4.
Did anybody like that movie? No.
I did. I like that, man.
You like that movie.
Yes, and The Wasp. See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, okay, we're going to get into this.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
All this and more on this episode of The Salty Show. Welcome back.
I have returned.
She has returned
from my slumber.
She's brought the crazy chronicle.
Wait. Yes. You woke up from your slumber? Did Prince Charming kiss you?
No. It was just the propofol wore off, propofol. And then I woke up, you know?
She woke now. People, she woke.
I just want to say that. Heidi was filling in for you. She did okay, right? She killed it. Yes, hello. Mm. Look at her. She's back there.
Like, nah. Over here being modest.
Don't listen to Tim, Heidi. We appreciate everything you did.
Yes,
we appreciate
everything.
He's a hater.
He hates me too.
If she has shitty articles, I'm going to say something. So it's not just a you thing, Heidi. So I'm equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity hater.
Yes.
Right. Hating on everybody.
All right, give us some of that wacky news.
Alrighty. Okay, so, shut the fuck up. Don't look
How
at me like that.
Partner?
I will backhand you with my ring hand.
Ooh. You know I like pain, right?
Oh.
Smack me.
I take
me.
It back. Can we cut that out, Sal?
No, God, no, that's going on the YouTubes.
We're going to put this on video.
Alrighty, so taking it.
another record scratch.
And another one.
Take
two.
Okay, so I'm starting off with a giant cannibal parrot once strode the earth, scientists discover.
A cannibal parrot.
Another parrot.
Roam the earth.
Parrot stories left and right.
Okay, so wait.
See, you guys all look at me like I'm crazy for being afraid of birds. This okay. motherfucker's
no,
over here
birds
eating his
are
own
mean.
Kind.
No one's making fun of you. Dude, they're mean.
They're dicks.
I'm not a fan of birds.
Like, yeah, mean.
As a kid, you know, my sister used to have like this bird that would chirp all day, dude.
Oh, that's so annoying.
So I went through like old family videos, and that bird, dude. That's all you hear. You know, you see what? Yeah, exactly. That freaking bird bed sang
exactly.
all day. Anyway,
make that noise again?
No, I'm not doing it again.
Did it really?
But
wow.
That's alarming. That's worrisome that you wanted me to repeat that. Anyways.
Howard!
You sound like Howard's mom from, what was that? What was
Big
that
Bang Big Bang Theory.
Howard!
All right,
go ahead.
So first off, I would like to preface this with, do you kind of look at people differently that have like a lot of birds as pets?
Yeah, they're weird.
Is it weird that I kind of, I'm like, you probably smell like birds. Mm. It's like something that has like a lot of hamsters.
Yeah. What does a bird smell like?
Or cats.
I don't, like hamsters probably the same thing.
It smells like a pet store.
Yeah, a pet store. I don't know. I don't know why. And I hate myself for feeling that way. Mm-mm. Maybe it's probably just because I'm horrified of them. Or I'm like, why do you, like,
well, what's
why
too
do
many?
You have these around?
What's too many?
Yeah, what's too many for you?
More than
anything over one.
Really?
Anything over a half is too many birds.
Like, if there was, like, it's going to sound shady as hell, and I'm going to regret saying this, but if I was going on a date with somebody and they're like, yeah, I have a pet bird.
It's deal a deal breaker. Breaker. Really?
Done.
You know
I'm
what?
Out.
You know what? You know what? I agree. I agree. I don't think I could date a bird lady.
I don't know why.
What if it's a,
if it's
what
a if duck?
It's a, what if it's a parrot that he's taught it how to do?
Wait, that's taking it back now.
Okay.
Well, except for if it was Freddy Krueger, I would be like, all right, you're helping a foster.
Guys,
this guy's been through some shit.
This is a true story, okay? Hold on.
Oh,
hello.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Okay, talking about people who have way too many.
That was perfect.
That was great. All right, hold on. So here we go. This is about somebody who has way too many animals, right?
This
was cats. Okay. So, I start talking to this girl, you know, everything's going great, whatever.
Yeah.
I go over to her place and we're going to watch football, whatever. This is on a Sunday. Well, the first red flag should have been that as soon as I'm knocking on her door, there's these stray cats. They're like meowing.
Oh, no.
They're like meowing at me. And I'm like, okay, weird. Yeah.
Meow.
So I'm like knocking.
Pet cemetery.
Like, listen. Oh, my God. This is, it just gets weirder and weirder. Yeah. So she opens the door, and she's like, oh, hey, da-da-da. And as soon as I walk in, there's that smell. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The cat box.
Yes, kitty. Yes, that, all that. But not only that. So she's got a whole gymnasium for her cat. I'm telling you, like, things that are going, like crazy like that, right? Okay, this is not the worst of it. I swear to God.
Man.
So I see the cats. Like, I see some random cats, okay? Now, I'm like, oh, my God. You know, the only reason I'm sticking around because eventually something's about to happen, right?
Yeah.
No. No, listen to me. Listen to me. Something. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, nah.
No, whoa.
God, I hate myself for that.
Yeah, oh, my God. But, so, hold on.
That's pretty funny.
So I'm watching this game, and literally, like, her cats are coming. You know how cats are very, like, and they start, like, purring and doing,
rubbing up against
you. You know, like, going like that.
They're grabbing at you.
Yeah. So, okay, so I'm watching the game. I'm like, okay, well, because we ordered pizza, and, you know, we're doing, okay. Her room was closed, and she had to go in there and get something.
Oh, God.
I am not kidding to you when I tell you this, that when she opened her room, I saw like three or four or five cats in there, dude, trying to get out.
A flood of cats.
She had it blocked in. And it was just the weirdest thing. And I'm like, I have to go. Like, something came. Like, I was done. And so for me, apparently, it was the after four cats.
Four was your limit?
Four was my, I was just, I couldn't.
All right, you know, all you single ladies out there, just remember, Saul's limit is four.
Four.
Anything above four cats,
yeah,
I'm done.
Yeah, anything
I'm
less,
out.
It's okay. But I just picture... I just picture, like, you remember that World War Z with, like, the people that were trying to climb over the walls. It's just cats trying to climb out of this bedroom. And then you're just,
there was,
like,
a Stephen King movie about cats, too.
Pet Cemetery?
No.
What are you talking about there?
Are you talking about The Reanimator?
No. It's, like, in the early 90s, there was a Stephen King movie with
what
fucking cats. It was the creepiest thing in the world because they were, like, adults. You know, they were normal people, but then at night they would turn into cats. And then one scene, it was like, you know,
what?
Dude and the girl.
That's a Goosebumps episode.
They start like banging, but then they turn into cats. Dude, it was super creepy. Super
this
creepy.
Is Stephen King?
I'm pretty sure it was a Stephen King's movie about
that's
cats.
That's an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Yeah. What's his name? Dating that girl that turns into a cat. Did you see that episode?
No. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Is it Dennis?
Dennis dates a girl and she turns herself into a cat.
I think it was called Sleepwalkers.
It's great. She's
that
going like
was
this.
The ex-wife?
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So great.
All right. Anyway, sorry.
All right. So back to the cannibal bird. Sorry about the...
Jesus.
Cannibal
so
parrot.
This parrot, yes, jerk parrot. Roamed the earth 19 million years ago and has been
and you're
discovered
still afraid
by scientists.
Of them? Get over
yeah.
it.
It's like dodos, like the giant dodo. Apparently, dodos are pigeons. It's called a dodo pigeon.
The dodos?
Those birds dodo look pigeons. So retarded.
Yeah, they've been extinct for years, though, right?
I didn't realize that they were part pigeon, though. Or, like, it had the post name of that. But, of course, they're in New Zealand is where they found these freaking freak birds.
I call them the clown version of birds. No, seriously, dodo birds are... Hold on. There's
the dodo's been extinct for...
Since
yeah,
the
50s, but they show them.
Right?
Look, everything 40s, that you 50s? See... Hold on. Every picture that you see, they're like the clown of birds.
They got that big old schnoz. Yeah. They're like the Italian birds. You know what I mean? Look at that big old nose.
Like, if birds had clowns, this would be.
I can agree with that. Yeah.
Anyways,
poor dodos.
So a dodo birds. Okay.
So this freakish parrot comes up to about like somebody's hip. So I think they said they call it Heracles. But Heracles. Not Hercules.
Hercules.
So I didn't say that wrong. I know you're thinking that I said it wrong. Mm-hmm. It's Hercules.
I was going to say, no, you mean Hercules.
It's a 7-kilogram bird, which I don't know what that
seven
weighs.
Kilograms. Convert the metric.
Conversion.
I hate this.
European people help.
I don't know.
Help
a
sister
out. I don't know
out.
Conversion for the weights.
So it's a giant pigeon found on Fiji. There's also giant storks on Flores and giant ducks in Hawaii.
Wait,
which I
want to
find these giant ducks. Oh. Apparently there's like giant versions of fucking everything from 66 million years ago. Yeah.
Well, what? isn't the
from when
dinosaurs
roamed.
The cassowary bird. You ever hear the cassowary?
No.
Aren't all birds
descendants of
dinosaurs?
Yeah.
I guess for the most part.
I mean, look at the T-Rex. It's basically like a little bird, right? Because it's got just the big legs. But, is that the sound they make? You got it down.
I'm a T-Rex, right?
All right.
I don't know why. I'm just like.
Tim can't get over me shaving.
That's true.
That's what it comes down to.
Oh, yeah.
I can't.
Velociraptor. That's a
I can't.
That sounds like
it.
Yeah.
Thumb. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, guys. I can't. I need to put a blinder up right now. I'm just not used to it. It's just crazy. If I did it, would look the same thing. You know what I mean? So, anyway.
All right.
The dodo bird.
Moving on.
All right. So, on to the second story. After injury, man learns his penis is turning into bone.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What, there's
so,
bone growing?
So, preface. In previous conversations, I was talking to Saul about how I had a bone spur on my ankle.
Yeah.
Oh, I did, I
and why it causes
well,
and
so
what happens.
Tell them what happened. So they went in and they found that there was a...
So this guy, he's in his 60s.
I don't understand. No means no. Okay.
No means no. Rape. This is rape.
Jesus.
So it was this guy in the Bronx. Of course, he's back to New York. You guys always talk about how like, everybody's crazy it's in Florida. I feel like we're 50-50 with New York and Florida at
this
point.
You keep hearing it says the Bronx, right?
Yeah, there you go. New York.
I don't know about that shit.
Mr. Whiskers doesn't approve.
He doesn't like it. He doesn't like what you call New York.
No, he wants it back.
Meanwhile, he's driving out of New York wrong way, and he gets mad at the driver.
No, I was trying to get away. No, I was trying to go away from everybody. I was trying to create my own lane, and then five cars started coming at me. I'm like, damn it.
Haven't we all said that before?
All right, so what happened?
Alrighty, so this guy was 63, and after falling on his rear end of the street, this old man went to the emergency room for knee pain. The doctors worry he might have some additional broken bones, conducted a pelvic x-ray, and instead they discovered that his penis was turning into bone.
Whoa.
An extensive plaque-like calcification along with expected distribution of the penis was evident. Study authors, five of whom work at the Bronx Lincoln Medical Hospital and Mental Health Center, write in a report of the case, which will be published... In some urology thing.
So I'm confused about this.
So it's typically caused by something called Peyronie's disease, which is what causes scar tissue to develop inside of the shaft, and it'll cause like it to weirdly curve.
Okay, hold on, because here's the deal: like, as soon as he lost his erection, right? Because the erection happens when blood, goes in through. You're right. Okay, so hold on.
Thanks for that lesson.
No,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's 60 something years old. I'm not sure.
But
what I'm saying is,
like,
when he loses his erection, it just sticks. I don't understand how that's working, guys. I'm
just
confused about this.
It's still
Hard?
Hard to touch, but it's not like completely flaccid. But it's not hard to like have sex with, because a lot of times it causes erectile dysfunction. But it's rare that they find it in this case. It's just That's due terrible. To damage. Wow. So they're not sure as to whether or not it's like physical with it? Damage. Like somebody
you know
got
that
like
sound he made before?
Hit. Yeah, he was literally like smacking it back and forth or something.
Yeah, and his bones are like healing.
Either that
yeah,
or anything.
Yeah, the calcium is just causing it to... but it also could be that he had like a STD that caused a lot of trauma to the area that he never got taken care of. And that caused the trauma to cause
syphilis?
That calcification.
How does
so syphilis or gonorrhea were the two that they were bringing up.
He didn't get scraped.
Oh my God. Yeah, syphilis, gonorrhea, and trauma can also cause the bone cells to form in this in a member.
What kind
There's
of trauma?
There's only 40 other cases that have been there. But also the guy, so this happened to him. He went to the hospital. And they took the x-rays. He got pissed off that they told him that and just left. He didn't want treatment anymore. He was just like, screw this.
He might
I'm out.
Knew. He might. I'm pretty he sure he knew he had opinion. A fucked up.
Never
dick.
Came back. Do you? I mean, do you he think he really knew beforehand?
You know when something's wrong with your dick. Was, I look at my dick every day. You know when something's wrong with your dick.
Probably like punching it and stuff.
You think he's just.
So
like,
I mean,
it's something.
I hate you.
No, so you got to remember, there are people that like pain and mutilation.
He might have been one of those. He was doing. He probably didn't feel any sensation.
Is
and
he sitting
just
there like cracking
whatever.
It in half? Like, what's going on?
I have no idea.
He could add a domo to it too. Dominatrix
yeah,
would do that.
Buddy, you should bring that up.
Oh, wow.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. I'm done. I can't with this. Exactly.
My last story. Women are taking dominatrix classes to lure powerful Manhattan billionaires.
Okay, hold on. Pause.
Pause.
First of all, you have to be very attractive.
Well, I mean the
so
chicks.
So then.
Passable.
What I'm saying is like, it's not going to be the dominatrix.
I know her.
Okay, stop.
She definitely looks like a prostitute. I'm not going to say that it's like, it's Scarlett Johansson.
She's your doppelganger?
No, you can't
no,
see this.
Stop. That's not.
She's passable.
She's not
passable.
Cute. First of all, she's got
the braids are rough.
She's got a lot of forehead there.
Hey, it's good for something.
Wow.
No,
wow.
Bro, like for real, I see like a
full
moon.
Salty sass attack. I mean, it's not great. I'm not saying it's like. Are you putting on your glasses for this?
Can you shut the?
Oh, wow.
Can you? There is no
Do you
glasses
have the bendable
for
sides
the listeners.
Too,
yes.
So that
Can
you
I see
them?
This picture again?
Yes.
Of the full moon.
I'm just saying,
bro. Like her forehead is like twice as large as her face.
You
her
can go skiing.
Her boob to tummy
that
ratio works out well, though.
You know what? You're right. You know
you're
what?
Looking at all
Wait,
the wrong places.
He,
just don't look at the forehead.
You're right.
And she's passable.
You're
you
right.
Showed him boobs, and that
you
was it.
You know what? You're right.
The boobs went past the belly.
What her face is symmetric. It's just it's not symmetric in the forehead portions. But it could just be because she has her hair in braids, which she shouldn't have done.
That's the advice to the dominatrix.
Do you like when a girl does braids like that? Are you into that?
No.
Do you?
No.
I dated a girl with braids.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it.
You know, because, like, you can't grab onto
I like
them. Because then they get all upset. Like, don't fuck my braids up or anything like that.
I mean, you're not grabbing that at the scalp, are you?
I like to run.
You're grabbing
like, I like to
the
grab
scalp.
Hair.
Then no wonder.
Sure. Fucking
like, that to me is like, there's no hair. What can I grab onto?
You
not
just
necessarily.
No, you wrap your hand.
It's a lead.
Sexual.
You
no, you wrap your
hand.
Like a hee-haw.
Like the reins. The reins.
Yeah.
You are terrible.
I'm being real.
This is your gender, by the way.
Yeah, I'm being real. Whatever. Anyways.
No, I'm not into it. Jeremy?
No.
See, I don't, I'm not into that.
I mean,
no.
It's not cute.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
It's
when
a
you
lot
talk
of
about
time,
braids, wait,
it's a lot
hold
of
on.
Effort.
You talk about braids. What's the, what? Damn.
Have you ever
Star
done that,
Wars.
Rachel?
Huh?
What's the
Have
chick from Star
that?
Wars again? What's her name?
Princess
like, then, like, what is that
yeah.
called?
I've
is
had
it,
a braid.
Is it cornrows?
When so it is cornrows, yeah.
Cornrows, right?
Mm-hmm. What about
you never done
Slay?
That?
No, I've had braid and weaves where they braid it and then they sew fake hair into it.
Oh, okay.
But I've never done, like, just a straight up head of braids.
Yeah. I'm not a fan
I'm
of
not
that.
Good at it, to be honest. I can't even braid, like, a normal
no,
braid.
No, I mean, I've seen
What
people
about
who
Princess
do it?
Leia? She had the braids
she had the
and
buns.
No, she had buns.
The Cinnabons on the side of her
Yeah, they were buns. Yeah. but still.
Anyways, back to the
hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns over here. Her name is Chrissy Monroe, of course. So she said something strange kept happening to her as she strolled along Madison Avenue just casually. I'd be walking down the street and some guy would stop to offer me to buy me something, said the Upper East Sider, who is the CEO of Millennial Plastic Surgery Clinic in Midtown.
A lot of money.
Gifts were a good part, but Monroe said that once she went on dates with these seriously wealthy, powerful men, she often complains or often captains of the boardroom. Oh, that's weird. Why did they put that there? Regret. Cut out. Back out. They would turn to mush and the second they stepped into the bedroom. I'd be with these very bossy men who were CEOs, surgeons, or judges, but in bed they become something completely different, Monroe explained.
They
wanted to like lick my feet. They'd want to paint my toenails. I had one guy who would always want to come and clean my house. I've always attracted these guys that want to worship my feet and treat me like a goddess. So the 46-year-old decided.
Are you guys into feet? Are you guys into feet?
Hell no.
I'm not either.
I don't get it. You are?
Something weird that's followed me around for as long as I've like.
Somebody was into your feet.
Every guy that I've dated suddenly becomes into feet.
I don't know if it's
something that was previously there and then they sought me out because of it.
No, maybe. I would never want to lick those toes.
Literally, in like
I'd
the
say
la-
that
like
they
the last
bamboozled you.
The Who last. Said that? I mean, I've only dated like three guys seriously. And they were like, all into three feet. Of them later, they were like, you know, I'm not into feet, but if I was, I would like yours. And then it just slowly like.
You don't got
feet. Awkward.
You're looking at my foot that's swollen. Because it's fucking, I just had surgery.
Tim salivating, by the way. The whole time he's been like looking at your toes.
And it weirds me out.
Yeah, I don't get that. I never got that.
And then I'm like, I don't know if it's like, were you like this before and you're lying to me?
Okay, so
like,
what else? What's going on? What else do you got?
That's all I got.
Oh, shit.
Last story?
That's all for this one.
All right, Rachel.
All right, welcome back, Ray.
Welcome back.
All right, Tim. Marvel Universe.
All right. Everybody knows that the San Diego Comic-Con, it was announced that Marvel is going to move forward with Phase 4. And it's going to be in combination of movies and Disney Plus TV shows now that they have their streaming service. Mm-hmm. By the way, did you guys see that like awesome offer they have now?
What?
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus for $12.99.
Where online?
A month?
Yeah, no, because it's their streaming services. So ESPN Plus, Disney Plus, and Hulu for $12.99. So you get three services.
Does Disney own Hulu?
Yeah,
well, in the Fox deal. They're buddy buddies.
No,
buddy
it was
buddies.
In the Fox deal.
Fox.
Disney's buying it.
So when they bought Fox,
oh, it was.
Yeah, that was part. They were the control. They bought the full stake in Hulu now.
Break them up,
Yeah. So you know Disney's taking over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Minnie Mouse. Well, they've always been taking over the world, man.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. So
anyway. So they announced Phase 4, and it's very disappointing. So, yeah. Saul, so I know you read some articles about what the critics have
said.
Well,
no, hold on. Yeah. So here, I'm going to ask a question to you guys, because you guys know what movies are coming out, right? I mean, mm-hmm. You guys have seen. Okay, so which one are you guys most looking forward to?
I'll probably tell you. Black Widow.
Me too.
Yeah.
Just because Scarlett Johansson is bae.
No.
Well, yeah, I understand that. Yeah. Honestly, I think that's the only reason she's getting her own movie.
So it's either Black Widow. For me, it's either Black Widow or Thor, because I wasn't impressed with Doctor Strange. I've never heard of Shang-Chi.
Yeah, not a top tier.
I don't know what Eternals are.
That's like your diversity quota.
Right. And tell you the truth, the only reason why I know about Black Widow or Thor...
Let's get to it.
The only reason why I know about those two is from the Avengers movie. When I was a kid, the only superheroes I knew about were the Justice League, right? Because they were Saturday morning cartoons or whatever. Right. Never DC. Saw Captain Marvel. I never saw Iron Man. I never saw...
Right, there's a lot of them.
Spider-Man would be the only Marvel. Well, Spider-Man and Hulk, I guess, would be the two that...
Thor, I never knew about Thor.
No.
But here's the deal. But Marvel has done a good job. I mean, we all know.
Marvel was on its way out before Disney bought it. If it wasn't except for Iron Man, the Iron Man movie was the only thing that kind of saved them. And even then, it was just enough for Disney to want to buy them because they were about to go out of business. Marvel was not doing great with comics. They weren't doing great with anything until Disney took them over.
And what was Disney's first movie with Marvel?
Oh,
with
actually, I don't know. Because they took over Iron Man, and I'm not sure what the exact first one is. Because the first Iron Man was not Disney.
But see, that so one was question. What it put was him the on best. The map.
Yeah, absolutely. It put him on the map, and then Disney saw that, and then they're like, we need
some of this.
You're feeling right now, so I need to take you over.
Are you sure about that? Because in the first one, he's invited to the Disney fundraiser. The fundraiser was at the Disney.
Who?
It was just a coincidence.
You think it was just
because actually all the Iron Man rights was written over to Robert Downey Jr. So like anything that has Iron Man in it, he gets money from. So that's why they wanted to kill him off, of course, because they don't want all like a certain percentage of his money going. Because he was the only one that worked out that deal because it was before Disney was in it. So then once Disney took it over, they were like, well, crap, Iron Man's making us a ton of money. But at the same time.
What was the one thing? Ironheart? Is that what the. Which one is the one that replaced?
Oh, maybe Iron it Man was. Iron Man was the first Disney movie.
Yeah, because remember we were talking about that the other day. So in 2009.
People keep on mixing me up.
Yeah, so in 2009, I believe that's when Iron Man came out. And that's right when Disney finalized
them. Because Marvel was doing so horrible. Marvel was honestly about to go out of business before Disney bought them.
Jeremy.
Yes.
What do you have against Doctor Strange? Everybody feel the same way?
I didn't like the movie.
Really?
Yeah. That was a hard one. I liked it, but it was different. It was very different than the normal.
Wait.
I like Doctor Strange. Go ahead.
I like Doctor Strange too. But it says their first film is Iron Man, which was distributed by Paramount, which isn't Disney.
Right.
But that's just a distribution.
So it was like a weird.
Yeah, it was like crossover. With the Hulk. Before they actually took over and did everything in house, because I think.
Thor's kind of started, they bought Disney in 2000. Disney bought Marvel in 2009.
Yeah.
Iron Man came out in 2008.
Yeah.
Okay, because here's the deal. Like, there's a company that distributes the movie, but then who had creative control?
Marvel. Marvel was still a company at the time. Marvel got bought out by Disney in 2009, August 31st, 2009.
So Disney saw the success of Iron Man, knew that there was going to be some money made there, so they bought him.
But the contract was already there.
Yeah, and then they started producing all the stuff in-house. So they became the distributor. That's why with, whatchamacallit, with Spider-Man, they worked out a deal with Universal and Sony, right? Because it's Sony, Universal, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Well, they bought... Fox had X-Men.
Right, but with Spider-Man was owned by Universal. Universal and Sony. So they worked out that deal so that they could have Spider-Man, but they had to give them Iron Man to make it work. So that's why those were paired. Yeah.
All I'm worried about is who has Deadpool?
Disney now. Disney has it now.
Because they bought out Fox.
They ruined it.
So
they're going to fuck it over.
You think?
So anyway, so.
Well.
Let's look at what's coming up. Let's look at this.
So the first one to come up is Black Widow.
Right. Okay. So Black Widow. So let me run down the order here so we get back on topic here. So in 2020, in May of 2020 is when this starts. First movie is Black Widow. Then the second second movie, which is going to be a little interesting, is The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
That's the Eternals. New Captain America.
Hold on.
That's streaming. Right,
Captain America.
Are you talking about the release order or what?
Well, I'm going in. Fall of 2020 is.
I'm going in release order, guys.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Are you talking about movies or TVs or both?
So it's a combination.
Both. Okay.
So the next movie. The next one in the series is The Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
When does that one get released?
Fall 2020. They don't give it a specific date.
Cool.
Then The Internals are coming out on November 6th of 2020. Oof. And then Shang-Chi and The Legend of the Ten Rings. That comes out in February of 2021. You know, I don't know anything about Shang-Chi, so I would have to look it up. But what I'm really looking forward to are the two TV shows that are coming out. Loki.
Yeah.
Loki's one of my favorite characters.
Is the original character playing it? Or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
That's a good one. I like that. They set up the TV show in Endgame when they went back and they were in the same universe, but they had to like not see each other and they played that whole thing. When Loki disappeared and vanished, that's what set up the TV show. Because he dies in Endgame, Infinity Wars, but now going back to that alternate universe, they're going to probably play some parallels with that. So I'm looking forward to that one because Loki's a really good character.
So it's a TV series?
Yes.
Netflix?
It's a TV show. Everything's going to any TV show is going to be on Disney Plus.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Maybe Hulu. You know, depending. Yeah. So after Loki, they have WandaVision. So I'm assuming that's
Before Loki.
The order I got here, they both come out spring 2021.
Yeah. So they're
dropping at the same time.
What the hell is WandaVision?
So WandaVision, remember, Wanda and Vision. So they're going to talk about that story.
Two characters.
Yeah, the guy who... Scarlet Witch.
They get married.
Remember, they got
married in the comics. They didn't scissor. Wait, get the fuck out of
hold
here.
Hold on, but Vision...
Is dead.
It's dead.
So right,
dead.
So it's going to be before prequel. That.
It's going to so, be that in between.
Because they were supposed to have been married. They got married in the comics.
Right. And remember in Endgame? They were in that room.
Yeah. They were...
Yeah. So when they were trying to find everybody, they were together. So
it's giving me anxiety listening to you.
It did not happen.
Probably.
Okay.
Well, because he assumed a male human body. He wasn't in that.
Yeah, she's getting that robot dick, man. Leave it at that. Okay. But you guys still give me anxiety with what you guys are saying.
Wanda.
Oof. Knowing the comics.
Wanda's fantastic, man. I mean, honestly, she's hotter than Scarlett Jo.
Are you on crack? I think I cracked the mic.
Oof. No.
I'm just being hostile right now.
I think Wanda's...
What?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Does facial symmetry mean nothing to you?
I don't know. There's something about her that I just, every time I see her, I'm just
he likes him a little Down syndrome.
You know why he likes him? I know. I have the answer. I know why Tim likes him. Right. Likes her. Her sisters.
Mm. Nuh-uh.
Wait, what? Her sisters?
Mary Olsen. Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Why do you know that they
were related?
Yeah.
She's definitely the reject in the family.
Wow.
Hold on. Now I'm about to Google this shit. What's her name?
Yeah.
It's Olsen.
Just Google reject Olsen child.
So anyway, while you're looking this up, after that is Doctor Strange. I know Jeremy didn't like it, but I kind of liked it.
I see it now. I never realized that.
Yeah.
So wait, hold on. What was her name?
Hold on.
I just Elizabeth? Thought she was odd looking.
Elizabeth Olsen. Yeah. She's the sister to Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, the twins from Big. Yeah. You know,
oh my God! Now that you say it, I see the resemblance.
Yeah. It makes me feel weird.
Is she older or younger?
Younger.
Is she younger?
I think she's younger. That's what makes it even more depressing.
Yeah, but I mean, those twins are pure skeletons.
Yeah, they still look better than her?
No, stop. No, I mean, she's cute.
I see your face right now.
Can we put his face on the video? Stop. Stupid.
For this social media one?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put it here. Look, she's freaking
hot. You looking away.
But, dude, if it's a choice between Scarlett Johansson
blonde,
and her.
She looks more related.
Do they have a picture of all three of them?
Nope.
Exactly. Nope.
So anyway,
the nose to eye ratio is off. Her nose is so very small compared to how big her eyes are.
Dude, you're way off on this one. I don't know.
I love Scarlett Jo, but because I think she's probably might be a little bit more my speed. You know, the crazy ratio. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about crazy. She looks pretty normal.
Oh, you know Tim's type.
Yeah, you know. So anyway, so now
big old eyes that are just going from wall to wall, not in symmetry. chameleon.
Anyway, then they're gonna come out with an animated series called What If.
God.
This looks interesting because
it's lame. Oh, I'm gonna be the first person to say that was the lamest series that Marvel ever. Well, also I'm not a Marvel person.
But the cast has every single Samuel L. Jackson's in it. Can't be lame with Samuel.
Yeah, you want to know what it is?
Yes, please
what
explain.
What if Spider-Man joined the Fantastic Four? What would happen?
No, stop.
No, that's one of the series. That's one of the comics.
They gotta stop making Fantastic Four. By the way,
what if? Well, no.
Marvel, I'm done.
That
with.
Is what I'm juiced about. To be quite honest, what if
that's
Wolverine
the one looking
killed
forward?
The Hulk?
You're looking forward to that one?
Yeah, because I am sitting here waiting. With my lady fucking heart on, waiting for a good fucking Doctor Doom.
Yes.
I'm sitting over here with my lady boner, waiting for a good Doctor Doom.
They keep trying to make this, and
they keep
doesn't
on fucking
work.
Doctor Doom.
Yeah. So now that Marvel has it, I mean, now that Disney owns it and it's
Disney's
under the
gonna do, look at,
it's
look
gonna
at the
come
Incredibles.
Out good. Yeah.
They made the Incredibles, and that was basically like their version of the Incredible Four. Or Fantastic Four, whatever.
That actually wasn't bad. Okay. That actually wasn't bad.
I'm getting diced.
That
up.
Was funny.
They're going to turn that into Fantastic Four.
Look, if they do that,
that's what they were supposed to.
If they make it funny,
It's had a curse. It's had a curse because it was owned by Fox.
What's that one with Chris Pratt? That whole
Guardians
of the Galaxy. I think the reason Guardians of the Galaxy works because it's got that
humor.
They should do that with Fantastic Four. They keep trying to make it like serious, and
but they're more of serious.
They make it funny, but also at the same time, like Guardians of the Galaxy, like Rocket Raccoon, like number one was in the dollar bin because it was such a shitty fucking comic.
And he's such a great character.
And then all of a sudden. When it comes
Is that Bradley Cooper who plays it? Yeah. It's just a great character.
But there you go. That shows
he's
the
funny.
The second they make a movie that's funny, then it's selling for hundreds of dollars.
That's what they should do with Fantastic Four.
Right. But Fantastic Four was actually a good comic. They ruined it in the movies. That was the problem. They took, like, X-Men was a fantastic comic.
And they killed everybody
off.
Yeah,
all the ones that Fox had, actually were all really good.
So,
and they mess it all up. And I know they were killing them off because they didn't own. Because
they didn't own the likeness rights to the movies.
But now that they own them,
Disney just completely stopped producing Fantastic Four the second that they bought them. Basically, they were like, "We're just going to end the series. It's over. It's been around since like 19 something."
They're rebooting
it
in a couple
of years. Well, so this is when Fox owned the movie rights to Fantastic Four, but Disney owned the comic book rights. So Disney killed off the Fantastic Four comic book because they were like, we don't want Fox to get any ideas from us.
Okay.
So then in the X-Men comics, they were making a lot of money from producing X-Men comics, but then they slowly started killing people off, including Wolverine, where they killed Wolverine.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be somebody that's like indelible.
Well, Logan. Right. So when you think about how Logan
ended,
right?
So that happened shortly after they killed off Wolverine in the comics, but they literally killed off every character that Fox could have created a movie from. The comic books already f***ed them over beforehand.
Yeah.
So then it already just upsets like the fans because they're like, I just read this. It's the same as the issue that Star Wars is having because all their fans read the extended universe, so therefore their head is already set with something that they want to see, but then Disney just keeps on f***ing up and giving them the exact opposite. They're giving them something different, and all the fans just want to see the extended universe played out.
Yeah, well, so talking about Star Wars.
Seventh
movie was basically exactly the same as the fourth. Right.
They had to win it back after one through three. One through three was rough enough where it's like, we got to give you something where you're comfortable.
Yeah, I've seen
eight
movies.
Rough.
I'm just, done.
You have to finish it. You're going to see nine.
Is good.
I'll watch it on Netflix.
You have
to go. I'm not going to go to the theater.
You
got to
remember, it's not going to be on Netflix no more. Disney owns the rights.
Yeah.
So you'll have
to
pay for Disney
somewhere
Plus.
Else, but I'm not going to pay $12 to go to the theater.
It's a night out.
But if it's bad, then I'm just giving up on all of it. I hate to say that, but
I think I'll do the same. I'll wait and get the reviews. And if people are like,
but critics are assholes. I mean, they hated Rogue One, and I loved Rogue One. Rogue One was fantastic.
I was dicey with Rogue One, but I actually really like Solo.
So here's a question. So which one of these movies that's coming out that you guys know about, are you guys like just definitely,
none.
I'm not going to watch it.
I don't want to watch it. I don't really care about any of them. Because
for me, it's Hawkeye.
That's a great character.
I mean, it's a TV show. You're going to watch the TV show. That's a lot of hours dedicating to
Actually, you know what? Actually, you know why
he just reminds me of Green Arrow. You know what I mean? Like, I started watching
Green Arrow. Yeah.
I started watching it. I just couldn't finish it.
But here's the deal. You know why I'm not going to
really
watch?
Couldn't.
Yeah.
You know why we're not going to watch a lot of this? Because it's Disney Plus. Now I got to go buy a Disney Plus subscription to watch.
You know you will.
So I bought the DC version.
Stop. You're going to buy it.
Confession time. Because you can also read all the comics through it.
Yes. And
they have their entire database on there. So you get the TV shows and the comics for like $6 a month.
I'm not gonna
worth it.
First of all, who's got the buzzing shit? Anyway,
Sus-tack.
Somebody's phone is vibrating all over
Meanwhile, it's coming from over here. You're over here.
So
is that my phone vibrating?
General
phone
vibrating? This is what comes down. This is my thing. We spend so much time since 2008 with the Incredible Hulk reboot. Till now with Endgame, with the Endgame, 11 years of movies that built up to something big, but these characters were the characters you wanted, right?
By the way, FYI, news alert, Jason Momoa is not going to do Aquaman 2, FYI.
Wow. What I'm saying is,
I don't know. I just got the buzz right now.
His dad bought it.
Right. But they did such a great, what I was saying is they did such a great build up. And these are the characters that people love. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. But are you just
these characters I don't care about
the same shit?
Huh?
You're just gonna keep regurgitating the same shit?
No, but these characters are shit. Like, nobody cares about this. Like,
yeah,
the
but
list
so was Guardians of the Galaxy. They were all shit before they Disney
guys,
took them over.
The Falcon, the Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Opinion. That happened in the comics beforehand. Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Comics
it's gonna
aren't
be
bad,
good.
But not half bad.
Those
so
are good
a lot of
actors.
These, all of these I knew before even fucking Endgame, because if you read the comics, you would know that all these motherfuckers yeah. died.
Well, I don't yeah. read the comics. That's why I rely on
I know.
You to
so,
tell me what's going
but,
on.
That's
like,
why when they saw Thanos,
reader,
they knew.
It, like, the second you see that you're... Well, I mean, of course, like, once they put... You should be even be able to tell by the title. It's Endgame. Everybody's
okay, what about what if?
Over.
What is that going to be about?
She just explained
it's
going to
be a crock of shit. What if is going to be the biggest piece of shit that they... Well, I shouldn't say that because then I'm going to be eating my words. God forbid if they pull it through. But especially if it's an animated series.
It sounds like it's going to be animated.
What if Wolverine killed the Hulk?
With narrated by
oh
Samuel
my God.
L. Jackson. That's
what
fantastic.
If Jane Foster has the hammer of Thor?
Well, now she does.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, exactly. So that's why they continue.
I don't want to see that movie at all, by the way.
What
Zero
if Captain
interest.
America Thor, had been Thunder. Elected as president?
That's terrible.
These are comic books that Disney, that well,
so
not
that's,
Disney, yeah.
that's
Marvel
what
had produced.
The what if
this
is about,
why
right?
Marvel was failing.
Yeah, yeah. No,
this
you're right.
Is some of the comics they were producing.
If you took DC comics with Marvel Studios, they would probably produce the best movies.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Because DC has better stories, but exactly. shitty movies.
Yes.
Marvel has shitty stories, but great,
great
movies.
Great movies, exactly. You take
so
that
look,
together. Well.
One of these, what if Sergeant Fury had fought World War II in outer space?
What? Who cares?
Exactly.
I mean, but this is where you're just trying to go to the well and get money from every
Absolutely.
Which way, right?
Right.
Go back to the basics and write good stories. You write mm-hmm. good stories, mm-hmm. it turns into good movies, right? Like, when you're sitting there trying to make up shit that is not even creative, it's just dog shit. I mean, sorry. It's
okay, guys. So I got one question.
Yes,
and maybe this is how we'll close it out. What's the one? I'm not even going to focus on Marvel. What's the one comic movie?
Can
comic book movie
TV
that you guys?
Too?
No. Or show, TV show
okay.
that you guys are like. This is the best of the best.
Swamp Thing.
Daredevil.
Never seen it. Daredevil,
Swamp
really? Wait,
Thing.
The Netflix series?
Yeah, the Daredevil Netflix series.
Swamp Thing. It's on DC Universe, so the DC version of the Marvel app.
What about yours, Jeremy?
The
Your favorite.
My favorite.
Your best.
Can I borrow your login?
Yeah.
Movie, show, whatever.
It's fucking great.
A Deadpool. It would be Deadpool.
I know.
Solid
I know your Deadpool.
Choice. Solid
yeah,
choice.
Solid. I mean, I'm going to... Yeah.
So
this is a show
yours.
That you guys watch over and over again.
I don't. I
yeah.
can't. I can't.
See,
yeah.
So you know what? You know which one for me it is.
Oh,
which one? Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
You know what?
I
yeah.
can rewatch
actually,
that
to be honest
over
with you,
and over again.
You're right. I wasn't. I. Yeah.
I'll rewatch that over and over again. I can't do that with all these.
I can watch that trilogy.
They're good movies, but I can't yeah. rewatch them.
I can watch the trilogy over and over.
Yeah.
Anytime it's on, it's like watching Rocky. I watch all
hell,
four Rockies. I watch all three of those. That's
Agreed.
The only one.
I do agree. That's
for
a
me,
solid one.
It is. It is. It's just been, it was done great. Chris Nolan
yes.
did a great job.
I wish
actors,
he would have been
all
able
the
to
the actors, yeah. you know, and Heath Ledger. I mean, come on, guys. Like, this was the best, the creme de la
here?
Creme.
Why are you here?
Bane.
No, but yeah. It's super frustrating that they got Batman right and then they just.
Superman. I mean, I'm
the
still.
The first Superman was fantastic. And then they
yeah.
merged it all
the
with
Man
the
of Steel?
Yeah.
You're talking about Man of Steel? Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah.
And then they did
I
all
like
that.
Man
other,
of Steel,
yeah.
and then, but then the.
Batman, that was
Bat
terrible.
Affleck,
on
whatever.
Lighter now, this is the chick that plays Abby Arcane in fucking Swamp Thing.
Oh, hello.
Okay. So, first of all,
so
I've never seen
it.
It
might change your mind.
Yeah.
I might watch
show.
It now. Okay.
She's a gorgeous fucking chick and she's a good actress.
Is it on Netflix,
actress.
Though?
No, DC.
No, it's on DC Universe.
Nah, I'm not going to.
And it actually already got canceled, which I'm bummed about.
Oh, God.
So great.
Reasoning behind it. Don't you fucking cut me off,
no,
motherfucker. I already know what you're going to say. You're like, you
language.
Like
you like weird things, so there's that.
No,
one.
It was because they had a tax issue. Because they filmed it in a specific state because they were going to get a tax relief from it.
Mm.
And then they
I think it's because you're into feet, so we're going to leave it there.
Actually, you know what? There's one movie that I am definitely not looking forward to when
Which
it comes
one?
Out. Captain Marvel 2. The first
Who's
one was
playing?
They're not
Brie
making
Larson.
Another two.
Yeah, they
is
are.
There?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see it in this lineup.
No, all the way at the bottom.
That's
it's coming.
I'm
just
gonna,
not yet.
I'm going to avoid that one like the
Blade.
Blade
2.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw. So on this one, there's Blade. And
yeah, so it's all the way at the bottom. So you got to remember.
Okay,
so,
guys.
Well, we never finished the list.
We did. Yeah. We got all the way down.
No, we didn't talk about Hawkeye.
We didn't talk about Thor.
I already said Hawkeye is going to be a dud.
Yeah,
okay. It's going to be a dud.
So
sure.
You wanted to talk about Thor because you said you were looking forward to that one.
The most.
No, I said of the. I would want to watch those two, Thor and Black Widow.
Okay, why Thor?
Because I know the character. I know I've seen them before. Where's the other ones? Yeah.
See, for me,
but Natalie Portman, brand new.
No, I'll tell you. For me, it's Doctor Strange and Black Widow.
Okay.
I want to see Doctor Strange too.
Yeah. Did any of you guys see Spider-Man, by the way?
No.
The Netflix series?
No. Spider-Man, the one that just came out.
Multiverse or the other one?
I mean, Spider-Man has been, it's vague overload.
I don't, but also I can't relate. I can't be like, yeah, I've been a nerdy kid in high school that's a dude. No, I can't relate. I'm a chick, man. Like,
it was just too soon for me.
Vibe.
It was too soon for me.
They kept rebooting it.
No, this guy's actually, he's a good Spider-Man.
That's what I've heard.
No, he's a very good Spider-Man, but the problem was when Spider-Man came right out 2 months after Endgame, you can't have a movie come out after. It's too soon. You should have let that sit a year and be the kickoff of Phase 4.
Captain Marvel in there, too, in between.
Before, because they wanted to introduce
her. Yeah, that was such a waste of time.
The animated series in Netflix?
So that's not the animated series. That's a movie.
That's a movie.
The movie. The animated movie. Yeah. Did you guys watch it?
I haven't, but I heard it's good, too.
I heard it's fantastic. Soundtrack is fantastic.
Oh, my God.
The Miles Morales?
Dude, it was done well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, I'm not a fan of this whole like diversity bullshit that people are trying to fucking put. You know, because you know, Iron Man is going to become a woman, and you know all that everything that's coming.
A lot of them
coming,
becoming
okay?
women.
You know
a lot
what I mean? Like, so to me, it's
people.
Like gag me. But
and you wonder why Marvel's going out of business.
Miles Morales.
But Netflix. That movie that's on that, you guys got to watch it.
Yeah.
It was really
that's the Spider-Man
good.
Multiverse.
Yeah, yep. That came out at the beginning of the year.
God,
that was
yes.
like one of the highest grossing.
Watch it. It's so good. I can't believe you guys haven't watched it.
I haven't watched it, but I know everything about it because I'm a loser.
No, I'll tell you this. I really enjoyed it. And again, this is coming from somebody who, you know,
doesn't
for
care.
The most part, I was like,
I'm not a big Spider-Man person.
Exactly. I'm the same way, but
I just can't relate.
They did this one really good. I liked, again, it's animated. But they did it really well.
Yeah.
If they had Spider-Man and Punisher, that would be fantastic because they go together.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, we didn't talk about OAC.
AOC. She probably reads comics. That's about her IQ level.
That's true.
All right, folks. Thank you for joining us on this episode of
Discourage
the Salty Show. We kind of stepped away from the politics, but I think we
need to go back to the politics. We're going back to the politics. We get more animated over
again.
Do it on Tuesday.
Again, guys, if you listen to the show, you enjoy our content, please support us. Go on our social media sites, like us, host us, share, give us some comments, tell us what you think.
Slide into my DMs.
He's desperate.
Tim is
ladies,
ready.
Please. Bumble is no longer working.
Ready
Tinder's
and willing.
No longer working. Grindr's no
He's
longer
got,
working.
Ooh, Grindr.
That's a low blow.
For all you
blow.
Single men out there, Tim's available. Yeah. He's ready.
Nobody likes my profile.
Bumble definitely isn't working.
All right. We'll catch you all next time.
On the Salty Show.
On the Salty Show.
Have a good one, guys.
Bye.
See ya.